And this is going to be the final question before we do closing statements from each candidate. It's going to start with Matt. What issue did you come in here tonight wanting to talk about that I haven't asked you about?
I don't bring a preconceived notion to the mayor's position. And so issues that we did not talk about, if I have to pick one, is an interesting one, and that's the role that the city council plays in public health. Nobody usually puts that on the radar as a charge for this group, but I think the council needs to take an active role in health. And an example with that would be good parks, support the port trail, make sure we have good wellness trails. Put all of our projects to the acid test of wellness. Are we going to expand the sidewalks and make them contiguous on new projects so that people can use them as wellness trails? I think that's important. Here's a real odd one. I think we should have a dog park. I think dogs are animals are important to our community's health. I know these are not mainstream issues for the council, but I think sometimes that's a hidden one that I do think is important and is underlined and we should talk about.
Joseph, same question to you. What issue did you want to talk about walking in here that I haven't asked you about?
Well, I think I've already covered how I feel about our police department and pulling people over and, you know, stopping, you know, getting people that are drunk drivers off the road and hopefully getting the drugs off our streets. So I covered that a little bit. So basically that was one of the most important things that I really wanted to bring up, is making sure that we slow our town down and get our cops out there and start patrolling a little better.
And Rodney, to you, what issue did you walk in wanting to talk about that I haven't asked you about?
My issue would be basically the monopolization that goes on throughout town. Certain people basically buy up properties and they would basically have access to certain things faster than what a normal other person that might not even have enough for it. But physically, equal opportunity basically arises to everybody. Because as the more or less town erupts, the people do speak. But it's also to the point that physically, the monopolization is just, it's got to stop somewhere. You should entitle people to properties that basically everybody should have a property, no matter who you are. Even with our kids, develop more or less, they only stay when they feel like they can't make it in college. I mean, yeah, I might not be a college-educated man, but most of the time, I tell most people, the only reason they stay is with me. I lost my mom 19 years ago, physically. I know how it feels when you lose somebody as close as your mom or even your father. Picture it as a basically aspect as one, we can develop Fort Madison back to where we want it. Whether we're 50, 60, even 80, I tell myself, the wellness of us seeing monopolization happen all over again, it hurts. And I don't want it. Because monopolizing properties and literally making it to where the city government is controlled by that monopolization. I don't want the control of basically, literally just I want to control the community as an individual.